In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, when we last gathered like this, in this space, on a Wednesday evening, we were preparing to walk the way of the cross of our Lord. First came Palm Sunday. Then the holiest week of the Christian year, with Holy Thursday and then Good Friday. Some of you joined us as we walked through those days, those historic days of our Lord's Passion. And then we gathered here, so many of us, on Easter morning to worship and praise the risen Christ of Easter, who revealed himself not as a king on that day, not as a king, not as King Solomon, not as King Charles, not as King Ahaz. The risen Christ showed himself as the finest ever king of peace. Peace. Even as conflict brewed all around him, Jesus remained peaceful, even as people shouted cold-blooded calls of war and cruelty at the Holy Son of God. That was Luke's Holy Gospel that Deacon Doug just read from. Luke says that as soon as Peter arrived at the tomb on that third morning, the tomb where Jesus had been placed, where his body had been placed, the risen Jesus stood there and said to Peter, "Peace, peace be with you." My friends, God's peace is the ultimate gift of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Peace among people, peace among nations, was a primary purpose of Jesus coming down to this earth. Peace. We share that peace that Jesus came to offer us at most of our worship services here at Epiphany, because the peace of God, we believe, has in it the power to break down the selfish differences that separate some of us from one another. When we follow the words of Scripture and the teachings of Jesus, we come to treasure the gift of peace, perfect peace. And we carry on the mission and the purpose of which God sent Jesus to this earth. You and I become builders of peace in our families and among our friends and within this church and in our nation, when we turn down hatred and live with compassion with others. We also refuse to hibernate when angry and hateful kings try to dim the light of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As men and women who carry peace in our hearts and in our souls, we carry it deep inside of us for this nation that we love. And we must continue in these difficult days to pray for peace for each other and for peace among all nations and people of this precious earth that we live on. We must pray for a warless world, that in these days can only lure us toward the ending of civilization. Amen.